Listen, I know that we made an edict a little while ago that you didn't want to hear anything about Kanye West or Kim Kardashian. We're going to have a little bit of a little break from them. And I have done a really good job, I have to say, of not Kanye West and Kim Kardashianing you over the past couple of weeks, right? Haven't I? We really haven't talked about either one of them for a while.
Thank you. I really, really appreciate it. While they haven't really been in the news that much, so...
Of course, no. Are you kidding? Of course they have. They've been in the news, but I have been purposefully sidestepping those stories because I'm looking to pick my moments. I want to pick my battles at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I apologize ahead of time. We have to talk about Kanye West.
Okay. I'll give it to you because it's been weeks.
Right. And he dropped his album, Donda. And there's a lot of issues with it that we need to discuss. You're probably thinking, oh, he dropped an album. So what? No. There's a lot of aspects of this that you probably don't know anything about that I cannot wait to discuss with you,
mm-hmm.
both because I have friends that worked on the album, that work at Universal, Sony, whatever it is now, and other little controversies going on amid the album.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's first start talking about
the fact that I will never own it. Okay.
Well, right. Yes, you will never own it, and neither will a lot of people, because if you look at the stats on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, all the places that actually have the album, very few people actually downloaded the entire album.
Mm-hmm.
A few people downloaded some songs here and there, and other people are only listening to it, but they're not downloading it. The majority of people, right as of right now, are just popping in to listen, which is what I did, and not downloading it. And I will explain to you exactly why that is. Most people are no longer Kanye West fans. If you're somebody like me that was a huge Kanye fan, that has seen him live, that every time there was an album, you waited, you downloaded, you were the first, you talked about it, it was your thing. That was me. I was famously a known Kanye fan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. According to a recent YouGov America survey, 94% of Americans say they've heard of Kanye West. Only 31% say they actually like him. 43% say that they actively dislike him.
Mm-hmm.
So with only 30% of the population liking you, no one's really interested in downloading your album. They will listen because it's a pop culture thing. They want to make sure they're not missing anything. They're not. But I think that's part of what's going on with him. He's lost a lot of fans.
I like him. I have like 3 or 4 songs of his on my phone, but I'm
nothing recent.
No, I mean, it's
right.
Stronger and
yes,
and things
exactly.
Like that. So,
right.
But nothing in the last 10 years.
That's my point. You know, we all have stuff from graduation and, you know, even before that, whatever, like we all have early Kanye stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Very few people have anything past Life of Pablo, you know, because that's when he started supporting Trump, going crazy, being, you know, at odds with people and being somebody that people did not want to support because of the mental illness thing and the fact that he was downplaying mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So right now, not only do 43% people dislike him, but he's dropped to the 52nd most popular rapper in America. That's out of 100. He's down to
52.
That's got to
drive him insane.
Yeah. Yeah, that probably is really hurtful to him, I'm sure, because, you know, huge ego. So the album itself is really interesting. It's called Donda, which is Kanye's mom. So it's named after his mother, who died in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if you know the whole story about her death, but her death is somewhat controversial. So she had major plastic surgery. She had liposuction, a tummy tuck, and breast augmentation. People think she died on the table. That's not what happened. So the surgery itself actually went great. She comes out of surgery. She's in the recovery room. They take her to her hospital room, and the doctor comes in to check on her, and she's already up out of bed and about to check herself out. And the doctor's like, no, you just had major surgery. You need to stay here for a couple of days. And she's like, listen, I hired a nurse. I'm going home.
Mm-hmm.
So she insists on going home with this nurse. So he gave her a prescription for Vicodin and anything for her pain. She died like a day later at home. And the autopsy found that she had 20 Vicodin in her system.
Ooh, you're not supposed to take that many. No. Just a couple at a time.
Right. So what happened was she didn't OD. I mean, I guess ultimately she might have, but she was in a lot of pain and the nurse that she had was not capable of helping her.
Mm-hmm.
So she went into like a cardiac arrest or something had happened to her where she was having a lot of pains in her chest. She gets rushed to the hospital, but she was pronounced dead on arrival when she got there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was complications because of her surgery, but the complications weren't because of the surgery. It's because
the bottle of Vicodin in your system.
Well, no, she was in a lot of pain. And had she stayed in the hospital, they could have handled the pain. They could have had her on IVs.
Mm-hmm.
To this day, Kanye blames himself and saying that if he didn't live in LA and it wasn't this pressure on his mother. But what's interesting is she's a brilliant woman. She was a professor. She was a professor of English. She went to Auburn University and she was the chair of the English department at Chicago State.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like a super smart, really like cool lady, you know? So it's very sad. Her death is very sad. And Kanye has talked about it over the years. So he named the album after her. It's called Donda. The album cover. This is also interesting. Kanye cannot meet a deadline. That's why the Life of Pablo album is just the words Life of Pablo over and over, because he never approved cover art.
Mm-hmm.
He did the same thing with Donda. He was supposed to be using a picture of his mother and they were discussing whether it should be a current picture. He had a picture of her when she was a child and he just never approved cover art. So they just went with a black box. So today, Donald Glover, aka Childish Gambino, threw some shade at him on Twitter because Donald Glover's album was just a white box and now this is just a black box. So he tweeted, I love being influential.
Mm.
So the album cover is kind of like, but I guess it's a good thing because if you think about how the Nirvana baby is suing Nirvana right now, you know, who's going to sue Kanye?
Okay, so you know it's just a black screen.
Just a black box. Just a black screen. Nothing on it. Okay. Yeah.
I get it now.
Yeah. And it was supposed to be something, but Kanye can't meet a deadline, according to his label.
And the label's like, we waited long enough. So, you know, you can't figure it out. We're putting it out.
Well, that's the thing. The album was supposed to come out in July of 2020, but for obvious reasons, they postponed it. And then he's been teasing this album with a series of live streamed events.
Mm.
And he would do one and be like, it's coming out now. No, it didn't come out. August 6th. No, it didn't come out. So the reason why this is important, that I want to talk about the live stream events, is because you probably saw some of the coverage of the live event that he did where Kim Kardashian showed up and she agreed to wear a wedding dress.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I want to know what you make of that. I know what I think, but I want to know what you make of that she is divorcing him and yet agreed to show up at this Donda event.
He just wanted some type of publicity. That's the only reason.
Why would she agree to that? She's divorcing him.
Because the more that she can get out of him, I don't know, because they have kids, so they still talk. So he's like, hey, help me out. What do you want me to do? Yeah, show up with a wedding dress. Okay, fine. I'll get the kids an extra weekend next year.
Yeah, I don't think that's what it was. Okay, so as somebody who's been divorced, sometimes you just want the relationship over. You want the person out of there, and you don't want it to be controversial. You don't want them calling an attorney. You don't want to be a pain in the neck. You just want to just give them what they want and make them go away.
Mm-hmm.
I think, this is my opinion, I don't have no insight into this. I think that Kim Kardashian's attorney said to her, listen, I know you don't want to show up there in a wedding dress. I know it feels ridiculous. I know. But if that's what he wants, he is admittedly unmedicated. He is admittedly, as a result, unstable. You don't want to go to court with that Kanye. You want to give him anything he wants so that once we get through this divorce and the custody and who gets what money, it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's not going to kill you, just do it. Make him happy. And that way you can say, listen, I did this for you. So let's have an easy divorce settlement. That I think she was advised by an attorney to just give him what he wants.
parents or her friends or somebody.
The Mominger, yeah, right. Chris. Yeah, somebody like that. So I think that's why she did. I think
that makes sense. I mean, yeah. Sometimes you just want it to be over. So you right. rush it and do whatever. And he right. wanted it because he wanted press.
Right, right. So the album itself, as a ex-Kanye fan, the album's not great. I mean, there's some good points. He samples Lauryn Hill a couple of times. He goes into his whole Kanye thing. But you're looking for the message at this point, okay? And the lyrics kind of suggest that he's sorry to people that he's wronged, mm-hmm. but he never really says who he's wronged or what he did, what the problem was. So if this is his big, like, repenting album, if you remember Jay-Z's 444, the reason why it was so amazing and so, like, earth-shattering and real and people loved it is because the entire album was an apology to Beyoncé for cheating on her.
And it was a great record. I mean, let's not forget that. There was great songs on that record.
But that's why the songs were great, because they came from a very real place. He talked about his mother being a lesbian. Mm-hmm. He talked about him cheating on Beyoncé and explaining why, but, like, devoting his love for her. He talked to us about what it's like being a billionaire. Like, he really laid his heart out there. I felt like I really got to know Jay-Z listening to 444. Like, I thought I knew him before, but this was, like, really raw and very real. Mm-hmm. Kanye doesn't do that in Donda, which is, like, it doesn't make any sense. The album is named after your mother who died in 2007. You would think this would be his big, no pun intended, but come to Yeezus moment. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, come to Yeezy moment. It doesn't happen. It never happens that he actually is specific about the things that he's upset about. Instead, Kanye went from George Bush hates black people, remember that, after mm-hmm. Katrina, to save the uber rich who've been canceled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he seems to be defending. So there's a whole thing that DaBaby had done a couple of lyrics. He brought on Marilyn Manson, was in there as well, who, as you know, has been accused of rape and sexual assault. DaBaby, who had that whole controversy because he said some really terrible homophobic things.
Yeah, but that was recently. What he probably did for Kanye has been done for a while. And DaBaby thing was recent.
Hang on a minute. What he did was so Jay-Z agreed to do a rap or two, like a lyric or two. He pulled the Jay-Z lyrics and put in DaBaby instead. But now for the album, he switched them out. Mm-hmm. So people were happy that when they finally heard it and they heard that Jay-Z is back on the album. So you can pull something and put it back in. It's digital. You can do that at any moment. Like, no one's, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that he is embracing Chris Brown, who, as we know, famously beat up Rihanna, and he's apologized for it. That's a little different because at least Chris Brown has kind of, but even that, like, so the Chris Brown lyrics, he has him saying something to the effect of, sorry, this is who I am. It's who I'll always be. I'll apologize today and I'll do it again tonight.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Which is, like, Chris Brown's worked really hard to change his image and to apologize. And he went to anger management. And for Kanye to portray him like he was years ago is really unfair, and Kanye of all people should know better. So I had a little issue with that. I mean, the narrative that people have online is bringing DaBaby and Marilyn Manson on not only overshadow the music, but speaks volumes about how Universal and Kanye have no sympathy for rape survivors, sexual assault victims, and gay people. So already right there, he's coming in with controversy, which seems to be what he's looking for,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, I don't know, the album's, I like the Jay-Z part, so I thought we can at least play that for you.
the one part that you like is the Jay-Z part, so.
Yes,
okay. I do. This is the Kanye song called Jail.
God in my cells, that's my celly. Made in the image of God, that's a selfie. Pray 5 times a day, so many felonies. Post my bell, Lord, help me. Hold up, Donda, I'm with your baby when I touch back road. Total stop all of that red cap, we going home. Not me with all of these sins, casting stones. This might be the return of the throne. Throne.
It's not.
And Jesus, like Moses and Jesus, you're not in control of my thesis. You already know what I think, but I think pieces. For you actually already told you who you think he is. Don't try to jail my thoughts and think pre-sins. I can't be controlled with programming presets. Reset on my cell, in my cell tonight. Don't have to see you to touch you. This is what Braille look like. It's on sight.
This is the best part of the album, by the way.
If they take me to jail, call my girl, tell her, send my mail. We know what hell look like. Still, it's a hell of a life. Yikes.
He was nice to rap on the album, but I don't see Jay-Z and Kanye being Watch the Throne, Jay-Z and Kanye.
So that's the best part of the album right there.
I'm sorry it is.
Oh, okay.
After listening to this, okay, I am just so happy that we are in an age of great female rappers. You know, that I it's not like if I want a new rap song or rap music, I have to go to Kanye anymore. I can go to Megan Thee Stallion. I can go to Lizzo. I can go to Dej Loaf, Cardi B, Nicki Minaj. I mean, there's enough female rappers out there that are really like changing the game and they're amazing. So I don't need this Kanye album. And there's enough other rappers like, you know, the Travis Scotts of the world. I mean, there's enough people out there that are doing really great music that we don't really need Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel good that that is happening because there was a time when he was it.